The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is
the National Health Systems Resource Centre, NHSRC, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of Lead Consultant, Child Health, M&E and Documentation. This role is purely contractual and has one vacancy available. Candidates must be up to 55 years old and the compensation for this position ranges from 30,000 to 1,70,000 rupees per month. Interested candidates can find detailed qualifications and experience requirements in the terms and reference TOR available on the NHSRC website, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare website and DevNet Jobs India website. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed online format. The last date for submission of applications is 8th October 2024. They are also looking for a financial cum logistic consultant for the NPHCE division. This position has one vacancy and is open to candidates for up to 50 years of age. The compensation for this role is set at 60,000 rupees per month and it is also purely contractual. The detailed qualifications and experiences can be found on the websites. Applications should be submitted in the prescribed online format, with the last date of submission being 8th October 2024. They also invite applications for the role of a senior consultant in public health, which has one vacancy and is open to candidates up to 45 years of age. This position offers a compensation of 90 to 1,50,000 rupees per month and is strictly contractual. Candidates interested in this role can refer to the TOR for specific qualifications and experience requirements available on the same websites. Applications must be submitted online by the 8th of October. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has extended the last date for receiving applications for the post of member official in the Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, CACP. This post under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is at pay level 14 and will be filled on deputation for a period of 5 years. The deadline for submitting applications has been extended to 9/10/2024. Interested candidates can download the application form and further details from the department's website at www.agriwelfare.gov.in. Grid Controller of India Limited, a Mini Ratna and Schedule A CPSE under the Ministry of Power, is seeking bright, committed and energetic engineers to join as executive trainees in the discipline of electrical engineering. Grid India plays a crucial role in managing power system operations, ensuring reliability, security and economy. The organization has invested significantly in human capital and technology to strengthen the power system. For detailed information regarding vacancies, eligibility criteria, selection processes and application procedures, please refer to the career section on the Grid India website, that is https://grid-india.in. The date for the commencement of online applications will be announced following the declaration of GAT 2025 results. The Department of Telecommunications, Ministry of Communications, Government of India is inviting applications for the position of Member Services in the Digital Communications Commission. This prestigious Group A post offers pay and allowances in pay level 17 as per the pay matrix. Applications are open to officers from central or state governments, union territory administrations, statutory bodies, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies, or recognized research institutions. The requisite qualifications, experience and application format can be downloaded from the official website at www.dot.gov.in. Completed applications along with necessary documents should be submitted within 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship invites applications for the position of Director General at the National Institute for Entrepreneurship and Small Business Development, Noida. This autonomous body operates under the administrative control of ministry and is seeking to fill one vacancy on deputation basis. The selected candidate will be offered a pay scale of pay level 14 as per the 7th CPC, classified as gazetted non-ministerial general central service group A position. Eligible candidates must be serving officers under the central or state governments, public sector undertakings, or autonomous organizations holding analogous posts on a regular basis, or have 3 years of service in the grade of 8,700, that is level 13 as per the 7th CPC or equivalent. A master's degree or equivalent postgraduate diploma in business administration, humanities, commerce, science or engineering is required, along with at least 15 years of experience in areas related to entrepreneurship development, such as academic teaching, research, training and finance. For further details, including the application format, please refer to the Ministry's official website, that is https://www.msde.gov.in. The Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, IISER, Berhampur, an institute of national importance established by the Ministry of Education, Government of India, is inviting online applications from eligible Indian nationals for the post of Superintending Engineer, Group A. This position falls under pay level 13 as per the 7th CPC, and the mode of recruitment is through direct recruitment. There is one vacancy available for the unreserved category, and the maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years. In terms of experience, applicants should have at least 5 years of regular service as a senior executive engineer in pay level 12 or equivalent, or 10 years of regular service as an executive engineer in pay level 11 or equivalent in central, state government, semi-government, PSU, statutory or autonomous organizations, or reputed institutions under government norms, particularly in projects involving the construction of buildings as per CPWD norms. The online application process will close on October 27, 2024. Applicants are required to apply through the official IISER Berhampur website. For further details regarding age relaxation, recruitment rules and other important information, candidates are advised to visit www.ieserbpr.ac.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.